producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Live from an undisclosed bunker, broadcasting from the hottest city on the planet, it's the Steve Sanchez Show. Caution, you're about to enter the show that brings you real, raw, relevant truth. Brace yourselves, because here he is now, Constitution in one hand, and Bible in the other, and proudly unapologetic, our host, Steve Sanchez.
Thank you, Greg Gehringer. Welcome to the program, Sunday night. The Steve Sanchez Show Live. Glad to be here. Glad that you're hanging out with us. I'd like to make sure that if you haven't already done so, that you go follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and you can just do that by going to the SteveSanchezShow.com website. We're going to be posting some questions, some videos on our social media platform tonight. We want to get your feedback. SteveSanchezShow.com, Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, I'll open up phone lines now, 1-877-49-STEVE, 1-877-497-8383 is how you weigh in on the conversation. We've got a great show tonight. We're going to take on the third hour, you know, what they're trying to do in Phoenix, praying at the city council meeting. We're involved in that, and we'll get you up to speed because we're just not going to let this happen, not in Phoenix, Arizona. So make sure you stick around for the third hour. Hour number two, you want to definitely hang out because we're going to expose Hillary Clinton and some of the Republican GOP establishments for what they're doing behind the scenes. They're not telling you, so you definitely want to stick around. But first, I want to ask you a question, friends. How would you feel? How would you feel if the government really could make you or require you to write an essay and have it graded in order for you to carry a handgun? Now, of course, there's already these loopholes, these gun show loopholes that the president talks about, which really don't exist. I mean, we've researched and researched. At a gun show, you have to do a background check, just like you would do at a store, just like you would do anywhere else. The president's a liar. There's no question. I'm surprised he isn't President Pinocchio Obama. I'm surprised his nose isn't longer than it already is, because, you know, the president is a liar. He's a bold-faced liar. Doesn't have any regard. Go up right to the microphone, right to the pulpit, look you straight in the eye, and continue to lie. That's the way the president was wired. That's the way the president was raised. You're raised a liar, you become a liar. Decide to change, and the president doesn't want to change because he likes being a liar. But how would you feel, friends, if in order to go get a gun, you had to write an essay as to why you want the gun, you need the gun? Well, this is not a hypothetical question. This is happening right now in a city right outside Boston, Massachusetts, a city named Lowell that has 110,000 population, just 35 miles out of Boston. Well, get this. Massachusetts, this city, has a new law that requires residents applying for a license to carry a handgun to write an essay and pay $1,100 for training. Now, the police superintendent, William Taylor, passed this with the city council. So you have to write an essay, and the police department, the superintendent of police, gets to approve, grade that essay, and decide if, in fact, you are a qualified applicant to carry a handgun. And if you are, then you pay $1,100 in a fee to be able to do that. He has the sole discretion, friends, to approve or deny applications. This is happening right now in America, so it wasn't a hypothetical. It is a fact, and it's happening right now in a town, city. In fact, 110,000 is a lot of people, right north of Boston. Now, do we really need this? Am I missing something here? Don't we already have the affordability of the Second Amendment right that gives us a right? Not a privilege, but a right? Not a need, but a right. Not a want, but a right. Don't we have that? Isn't that what the Second Amendment's all about? The Second Amendment doesn't have anything that states, well, you know, if there's a superintendent of police that decides, because he got together with his buddies at the city council, that, you know, we don't like the citizens of this country to have a gun, here's a way that we can prevent them from having a gun. Because guess what? If your essay doesn't pass snuff in the city of Lowell, north of Boston, you don't get a gun. Pretty simple stuff. Friends, look, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. I've been warning you. I told you. I've been telling you this. So many things that have come to pass in the last year, I have been warning you about this for years. And it's happening. I mean, there is a huge assault on your Second Amendment right. Now, some people think, well, that's not a big deal. So what if we have to write a handgun? Are you smoking dope? Are you on crack? I left high school and college a long time ago. I don't need some superintendent that I know nothing about, a police chief that thinks he knows better for my situation and my family than I do. Thank you. Let me ask you this, friends. If this came to a city near you, if this came to a state near you, what would you do? Would you live in that city, in that state, or would you move? Would you get out of there? Would you be willing to pick up your life and move somewhere? Or would you just lay over and play dead and continue to allow this police state, and that's what it is, friends, this police state to continue to take our rights away? 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the conversation. 1-877-497-8383. Look, I'm going to give you some advice. Get a gun. If you've been considering, if you've been thinking about, well, maybe I need a firearm, maybe I need a gun to protect my family, you know, with everything that's going on with radical Islam and with all the things that are happening, gang violence and with all the terrorist issues and everything, maybe I just need a firearm. If you've been thinking about this and thinking about this, here's my advice. Go buy one before it's too late, before you can't get one. Go buy one. Because the way we're actually, we are in such a fast-paced acceleration of gun control that it's going to blow your minds. Now, you may think it's not that bad. Oh, the president just means well. No, the president just as concerned about the children. We just want to make sure that you are qualified to have a gun. Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't that what the background check's for? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, when you go to the gun store and you fill out an extensive, and it's extensive, they ask a bunch of stupid questions, but they ask some legitimate ones too. You give your driver's license, you give your social security number, and they give a background check. Isn't that enough? Isn't the background check enough? Or are we now really in a socialist, communistic country? Are we really under the care of the New World Order that now we have to ask permission and we better make sure that essay is really what police superintendent William Taylor wants to be able to get a handgun if you live in Lowell, Massachusetts, 35 miles out of Boston. Friends, if it comes to a city near you, what are you going to do? Don't tell me something just to make yourself look tough. Are you really going to stand up for your rights? Or are you a pushover? Are you one of those ones that talks a good talk but doesn't walk the walk? Are you one of those people that love to talk? You know, you hide behind a keyboard on Facebook. You put all these things on Facebook and social media. You call radio shows and you get so tough and you talk so tough and you say so many tough things. But yet when it comes down to it, you cave. You fold. You melt away like a piece of chocolate on a hot summer day sitting on a dashboard in a car in Phoenix, Arizona. What are you, friends? And to the men out there, are we men or are we mice? Remember that old saying back in the day? I know it's not real politically correct, but who cares? I'm not a politically correct guy. Here's my question, men. Are we men or are we mice? Because trust me, there's a lot of men that look like men. They feel like men. They smell like men. They dress like men. They talk like men. But the truth is, the only reason they're a man is because they have male genitalia. Because they're really not a man. They're not a man in their thinking, and they're not a man in their character or their actions. And I believe wholeheartedly this is why we continue to get bulldozed down by this police state more and more and more. Thank God I'm in Arizona. Thank God. I believe Arizona, like Texas, are a few of the states that wholeheartedly continue to embrace conservative, independent, religious, constitutional values wholeheartedly. I don't have to go get a permit to carry my gun. I don't have to have a concealed carry permit in the state of Arizona. And guess what? State of California, state of Massachusetts, state of New York, any other state in the nation, state of Nevada, you don't have a right to tell us that we need a permit to conceal our weapon. You don't have a right. Just because it's legal and you somehow got it through with your liberal agendas of controlling the population on how we think and what we do, doesn't mean it's right. Doesn't mean it's ethical. No state, in my opinion, based on the Second Amendment right, has the right to tell Steve Sanchez that I can't conceal carry without somehow or some reason getting a permit. Not in Arizona, baby. Doesn't happen in Arizona. I'd like you to weigh in. What are your thoughts, friends? Because you have this. You're gun owners. Would you write an essay? You're forced to. You're going to leave the city? Are you going to not just get the gun? Or are you going to cower and write the essay so that you can get your handgun, even though it's a Second Amendment? Shouldn't there be politicians? Shouldn't there be people running for city council? Here's where I'm always, always trying to encourage people to go take their mountain. And one of the mountains out there is the mountain of government. You've got to have common sense people that get fed up. Go do something about it. That means go get the city council people out of office. How do you do that? Go run yourself. Make a change. That's the only way. And I mean, friends, the only way you're going to get anything changed. Because if not, we're going to continue electing these inept politicians that think they know better. They think they're smarter. They want to control your life. Control how you think. Control how you spend your money. Control how you eat. Control what you buy. Control what you sell. Control what you build. Well, that's not the vision of America that was cast by our framers. 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383. Phone lines are open. Have your voice heard here. Quick break, and then right back straight to your phone calls. Don't go away. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me on my show talk about the economic calamities facing America. I've got a question for you. Why is it that J.P. Morgan in 2012 owned 5 million ounces of silver, and as of April 2015, they now own 55 million ounces of silver? What do they know that we don't know? Well, look, my friends at the Royal Metals Group, they have the inside scoop on what J.P. Morgan knows and many other of these large globalist institutions making moves right now in precious metals. Look, there's no doubt that the stock market's up, the stock market's down, and we're coming towards an economic crash. The question is when. I don't know, you don't know, but we need to be prepared, and we can't crisis plan. I've got a free report that explains it all. It's an insider's look. Call right now, 888-772-2929 to get that free report. That's 888-772-2929, 888-772-2929.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you Sunday night. Glad to be here. 1-877-49-STEVE. Is how you weigh into the conversation. We've been talking about what's happening in a town north of Boston. The city is called Lowell, Massachusetts, 110,000 population. The city council and the police chief unanimously passed a city law that states if you, in fact, want to own and carry a handgun, not only do you have to go through, well, the normal gun control or gun check, background check, which is normal, that's fine. But you now have to write an essay as to why you feel you should own and carry a handgun. Police chief has the sole discretion now, to approve or deny applications. And if approved, you pay a fine of, or a fee of $1,100. Is this what the Second Amendment rights all about, friends? Is this the America you want to live in? If you think this is bad, it's going to get worse. And it gets worse because too many people are asleep at the wheel. Too many people will agree that this is sensible. See, here's what happens. And that's how slowly the winds of change happen. Because people that should be involved, people that should be outraged, say usually this: well, what can I do? What's one person going to do? And that's a poor attitude to have. This is why we continue to get bulldozed. This is why we continue to have all this government intrusion. This is why they want to force your kids to take vaccinations. This is why you've got GMOs in your food. This is why you don't even know where your steak is coming from anymore, because Congress passed a law that they don't have to label where your meat's coming from. This is why we aren't told in our drinking water. This is why we're not told fluoride is bad. This is why cannabis, hemp oil, marijuana oil is being held from the public for help in cancer treatment, because they want to make millions upon millions of dollars in radiation and in chemotherapy. This is why, friends, this is why government control, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. This is the start of it. Oh, you're a Christian? Well, just don't bring your Jesus Christ over here. You can be a Christian on Sundays, but don't be a Christian over here. Don't you dare say Jesus. Don't you dare offend me. Even though you're a taxpayer, even though you've never been in trouble with the law, even though you're a good family person, don't you dare bring your Jesus. Oh, Islam? Oh, yeah, that's okay, though. Oh, yeah, Islam, that's okay, sure. Sure, we'll have that demonic religion. Sure, no problem. We like the demonic religion. We just don't want Christianity. This is what's happening right now because we stay quiet. Well, I'll tell you who's not staying quiet are our friends over at the Advocacy Network, and they're the sponsors of this half hour. Who's the Advocacy Network? Well, they're a network that are tired of people getting ripped off with financial scams, fraud, and predatory sales tactics. Look, I've been a financial guy, friends. You know that for close to 25 years. I don't like seeing people get ripped off. I have people that I consult with all around the country, and I've seen the horror stories. Well, right now, the Advocacy Network and their brilliant plans, their small monthly fee to be a member is incredible. They're, in fact, right now, they've saved their members in excess of $5 million and counting. Don't be a victim. You can't be a victim. I want you to call right now, 888-309-5656. That's 888-309-5656. 309-5656 to get a free report from my friends at the Advocacy Network. The free report is called You Might Be Getting Scammed When. Friends, if you don't take advantage of this free report, then you could be the next victim to fraud, losing money to scams, and predatory sales tactics. We don't want that for you. Once again, 888-309-5656. That's 888-309-5656. Get that report from our friends at the Advocacy Network. Okay, look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go straight to the phone calls, I promise you. Make sure that you're ready to bring it on. Because I think we're all tired of being sick and tired. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back. It's 2015, and you've probably got a lot of goals and a lot of plans. But with this Obamacare hanging over everybody's head, you need to make sure you know what you're doing and how you're doing it. This is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me talk about Obamacare, its effects, and government intervention, and I've got a solution for you. In fact, my friends at the Davis-Miles Law Group have a solution for you. Founding partner and attorney Greg Miles has authored a book called The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take Now. Look, you need that book, and we're giving it to you, the Steve Sanchez Show listener, for free. Simply call 877-307-8383. That's 877-307-8383 for the free book, The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take Now. With Obamacare hanging over your head, you need to make the right decisions for your family, your business, and your future. 877-307-8383. 877-307-8383.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia? It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
No sitting around the campfire singing Kumbaya here. It's more of the Steve Sanchez Show.
All right, welcome back, friends. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. I'll never do an essay, and I would never live in a city or a state that would require me. Yeah, I would really have to think about moving and relocating if I'm going to literally be under such a strict environment for gun control or control. I mean, the government continues to keep controlling our lives because they know better, right? I mean, that's what Hillary Clinton's saying. That's what Bernie Sanders saying. I mean, even this elementary school is saying the same things to, well, the parents. Yeah, Bruce Vento Elementary School has said, you know, we just know better. And this is in Minneapolis. Yeah, we understand Minneapolis is a liberal place. That's cool. There's a lot of conservatives. But there's families that are outraged because how far can you go? Well, let me tell you what Bruce Vento Elementary is doing. All in the name of unity. They've decided, the principal has decided, that we just don't want to offend minorities or other faiths. So, effective immediately, we're canceling Valentine's Day. We're also canceling Thanksgiving. And, of course, we're canceling Christmas for the 2016 school year, Principal Scott Massini has said to parents. Now, parents are outraged. But where were you when you saw the indoctrination happening in your kid's classroom? See, you didn't want to attend the board meeting. You didn't want to attend the PTA meeting. And now all of a sudden, when your kid can't pass out Valentine's Day cards to their little sweetheart, now you're outraged. Well, where were you 2 years ago when the indoctrination started? Where were you? Yeah, that's right. You were too busy driving your Range Rover, texting while driving, soccer mom, dropping your kid off, literally getting ready to go do Zumba, and not give a damn. But now you care. And you don't really care that it's bigger than the Valentine's Day little celebration where your little elementary student gives to give, you know, little Susie, and she gives little Johnny. See, you only are concerned about their feelings. You're not really concerned that the government is controlling you, saying screw your Valentine's Day, screw your Thanksgiving, and screw your Christmas, because we don't want Jehovah Witnesses upset because they don't believe in Christmas. And we don't want Native Americans upset because they're really upset about Thanksgiving, which is absolutely ridiculous because that's not what Thanksgiving was. The indoctrination of public schools is incredible. They all sit around with little Indian hats and little pilgrims hats, and they're saying, oh, thank you, Indians, for helping us plant corn. But the truth of the matter is they were not thankful for the corn, friends. They were thankful for God saving them. I need to go teach history in your kids' elementary classes because they'll learn something. They're not going to come out wearing man buns, okay, when they turn 18 years old, okay? With all due respect, your little boys will come out like men. They won't be wearing man buns or braids in their hair. God help us all. All right, let's go ahead and go to some of our busy calls here. We've got Phil in Las Vegas listening on KDWN. You're up first. Phil, welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing, Steve? Steve, I want to touch on three or four different topics now that you started talking about the Valentine's Day. Well, it all stems back to one thing. You know, the people of America really need to wake up and start voting properly and get rid of these liberal socialist people that are under the Democratic Party. You know, these Democrats, these old-time, long-time Democrats, which I used to be one, believed in the old ways that the Democrats, for the people, for the working class right. people. It's not that way anymore. They exactly. need to understand that the Democratic Party today is a socialist party that wants to take everything away from the American working people. But another point that I wanted to bring out, because union supporters are all Democrats, more than most likely they're not Republicans. And right. In the West Coast, we have a very large Latino majority of Democratic voters within the unions. And they need to understand that the Democrats pushed the Latinos and the immigration of the Latinos to the back of the bus for these Syrian refugees who are now taking the front seat. So why in the hell, excuse my French, would they want to support the Democratic Party when they're being pushed to the back of the bus?
Well, you know why?
I know because that you're from a Latino background.
Well, yeah. Oh, no question. Yeah. You know what it is? The Democrats know how to be they're Valentino. That's the best way I can describe it. Yes, they will make you feel like you're the only one in the room, and they have mastered the art of deception. That's why.
That's exactly right. And that's why, you know what, being that you're Latino, and I'm sure you may be able to bring some light to the Latino Chamber of Commerce and the Latino communities and the Latino radio stations on how the Latinos have been pushed to the back of the bus.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I talk to families. Well, you know, I talk to families a lot, Phil, and most Hispanic families, but the media won't play on this, are conservative. They're conservative in their family values. They're conservative in their fiscal way. They are. But you know what? The Democrats, again, have been great deceivers to make them believe that we are the party that cares about you. And they believed it. They've been drinking the Kool-Aid for so long that they don't know any other flavor of Kool-Aid. They don't know that there's not just grape, there's cherry, there's strawberry, there's lime, there's all different flavors.
Right. Well, that's why, like, these Latino organizations need to be enlightened on this here, and you're just the guy to do something of that nature. You know, I'm not Latino, but I come from, I'm Italian. But, you know, we're not recognized as Latinos, but Latinos, or Latin, that's where it comes from, Latino, Latin, the direction of the Latin language and the direction of the Latin indoctrination, that's what makes a Latino as well as anybody who's of Catholic or a Christian background.
Right.
So you believe that you're, a Christian or a Catholic, you also believe that, you don't believe, but you should understand that you're of a Latino background because that's where the word came from, Latin.
Right.
Not because you came from Mexico or Spain or Italy.
I agree. I agree. Wholeheartedly. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, Phil? We're wholeheartedly going to these groups. We're wholeheartedly taking a stand for Hispanic conservatives around the country. And I think we're making a lot of progress. We get thrown under the bus a lot because we're called sellouts. But at the end of the day, we're not sellouts. We're just telling the truth. And the Bible says the truth sets you free.
That's exactly what the Democratic Party has been doing. They've been using the Latinos in the beginning, 7, 8, 10 years ago, more so. To set up this here stepping stone to do exactly what Obama is doing today by bringing in all these Syrian refugees, giving them welfare, while giving them our jobs, because those that can't qualify for welfare because they're between the ages of 18 and 30 and they're full able body to work, they're getting jobs. And whose jobs are they taking? The jobs that the Spanish Americans or Spanish people that are here would be taking.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. We have the money and the budget to pay for Syrian refugees, but yet our vets don't get taken care of. But I got to bounce, man.
Appreciate it.
Isn't that right? I mean, so we're going to make a difference. You're going to make it in Nevada. We're going to make it in Arizona and across the country. We've got an election that we have got to win, and I believe wholeheartedly we will. But I got to bounce.
That's
I appreciate
why
you, man.
Wake up. Please wake up and stop voting Democrat.
That's for sure, man. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Have a great week. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the conversation. We'll jump to Jack in San Diego. You're up next. Jack, welcome to the program.
Well, you know, Steve, I live in California, and our gun rights are really under assault here. In fact, they're trying to pass legislation that will limit the number of guns you can buy to one a month. I mean, this is how it starts. Well, I think that I have a couple of suggestions of what we can do to protect our gun rights. The first is real simple. If you're not a member of the NRA, think about becoming a member of the NRA because they're the best lobbyist group to protect gun rights today.
Absolutely.
The other thing is that you may not have thought of, and it's protected under the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary for a free state. And what they were talking about is a Minuteman-style militia group of small community militias. And if you've never thought about it, I want you to think about it wherever you live. It could be maybe your homeowners association, or it might be your church. You should talk about and start planning to organize small community militia groups. And here's a real practical reason for doing so. Let's say there's a cyber attack on the electrical grid, and you're without electricity for weeks, maybe months. There'll be a complete breakdown of law and order. You'll have to protect with force what you have, if you have food or water or guns and ammunition.
Very true.
There'll be
Very
somebody true. That will want to take that from you would you have a better chance of protecting what you have alone, or would you have a better chance of protecting what you have in a militia group? You might have to block the roads, for example, to your community and protect your little housing tract. Or you might go to your church for refuge, and you'd want to have a militia group at your church and make your stand there to protect what you have. Well, I'm telling you, if the grid goes down, you're seriously going to need to think about how are you going to protect your family and what you have to survive on.
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I'll tell you this because I'm up on break, but Jack, I couldn't agree more, but here's the thing, and I guess here's where a lot of people get concerned, and I appreciate your call. Thanks for weighing in, Jack. Here's where people get concerned, though, is are they going to end up dead like Bundy up there in Oregon because they had a militia, they felt they were doing what was necessary to protect their rights that the government had an agreement of sorts with them for over 100 years. And the government decided to, renege on the agreement and there pushed a situation that escalated. And I don't agree with people taking over buildings or anything with, guns. And I mean, unless it's absolutely necessary and we're under a threat, that's a whole different thing. That means if someone came here like terrorists and domestically things happen, then you know what I'm talking about. But I don't incite violence. I don't want violence to happen. Nobody does. But when a militia was formed, Jack, think about this. Look at how it ended. The government is out to control. Period. And a lot of people just don't want to wake up and accept that fact. They rather just keep their head in the sand. 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383. Give us a call. Weigh into the conversation. Have your voice heard here. We'll be right back.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and if you're like me, it comes midday, my energy level's at an all-time low, I'm getting ready to crash, so I tend to go to the cup of coffee or the energy drink that's sold at the store that we all know isn't good for us. Well, some friends of mine just reintroduced me into Youngevity. In fact, it's something called Pollen Burst Plus, and I'm talking about an energy drink that doesn't make you crash. In fact, it's healthy for you. It's got something called the New Zealand Black Currant, which is a natural antioxidant that gives you bursts of energy that lasts for hours, no crashing. This stuff increases my energy, it helps with the anti-aging process, and it even curbs the appetite. I've got Representative Sandy by now to give you a free report and lecture from Dr. Joel Wallach called Dead Recipe. I think the title speaks for itself. Call now, 877-936-2662. That's 877-936-2662. Get that free lecture and get questions answered for your own health issue regarding longevity and how it could possibly benefit you. 877-936-2662.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprise. You got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You're listening to Steve Sanchez. Call him now at 1-877-49-STEVE.
All right, welcome back. I love that tune. Good music. Yes, maybe I should... Go be a radio DJ too, Nate. What do you think, producer Nate? Should I do that? 95.5 KLOS. Yeah, I know. Just having fun tonight on Sundays. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you weighing in. Phone lines are open still, 1-877-49-C. We've been talking about excessive government control. And the government's selective way of doing business. Oh, well... Valentine's Day and Thanksgiving and Christmas are just too offensive to our minority students and to other faiths, so therefore we cancel them. When is it going to stop? When is the madness going to stop? But yet, in Minneapolis, even though they're doing this at Vinton Elementary School, the city found and the district found a way to scrape up $1.5 million for white privilege teacher training. Oh, yeah, we've got to make sure that we teach teachers that whites have a privilege that nobody else has, and we're going to make sure that they feel sorry, that they feel condemned, convicted, because they're white. And because they're white, they're the cause of all the problems. They're the cause of the racial divide. They're the cause for income inequality. They're the cause for radical terrorism. They're just the cause. $1.5 million they can scrape up to have something that's made up. Oh, white privilege is made up. It's a made-up word. It's not real. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as white privilege. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. But yet, like Forrest Gump said, stupid is as stupid does. And some people wholeheartedly subscribe to this. Oh, white privilege, well, it's about time. It is? How about black privilege training? Mexican, Asian, Italian privilege training. See, there's no such thing. I do not like nor appreciate my friends, my listeners that are Caucasian to literally be made to be evil because they're white. That is a stupid thing. And if you believe that in this audience, then you need to contact me either on the show or privately, and I will pay for your flight to Phoenix, Arizona, and take you to my friend Michael Smith to deliver the demons right out of you at Hardcore Christianity. They'll deliver the last demon right out of your body if you really believe that. Absolutely ridiculous. I have never heard of anything so stupid in all my life. And I've heard a lot of stupid things. 1.5 million, oh yeah, we better send these teachers. They better understand that if there's a white student, they just have more of an advantage. Really? In whose world? Steve, don't you realize that back in the 50s and 60s, I got news for you, dum-dum. We're not in the 50s and 60s anymore. We're in the 21st century. We're in the year 2016, where there are blacks and whites and Hispanic and Asians and all different colors in the crayon box becoming very successful, and there's many that aren't. So stop with this. Well, you don't understand of the 50s and 60s. Well, guess what? You don't either because you weren't there. You didn't drink out of a water faucet that said colored only. So don't give me that crap. And stop living in your granddad's shoes. Okay? Because you weren't there, baby. Your granddaddy was there so that you didn't have to be there. So you didn't have to keep screaming that you're a victim. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Okay? Great-granddaddy walked the streets of Martin Luther King Jr. and went and did what they needed to do in Alabama and a lot of other places that were totally racist so that you didn't have to scream, I'm a victim. I need my space in my university. I need to be able to have my space. I need to be segregated now. Wow, stupid has permeated this country. Sorry, it just is what it is. Don't like it? Too bad. It's the truth. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the conversation. 1-877-497-8383. Remember, friends, this is a listener-supported show. That means our advertisers keep us in business. Not dumb-dumb bozo station managers who think they could tell me how to run my show. You, the listener, and the advertisers keep me in business. Top of the hour news is next, and then hour number two. Don't go away.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you always hear me discuss the economic calamities facing America. The question I have for you is, what are you going to do about it? Do you have an exit strategy out of the Wall Street casino? Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute, they're going to blow the lid off what the insiders don't want you to know. That's right, Wall Street and the big banks have been keeping secrets from you forever, and now we're blowing the lid off what those secrets are. Call 877-983-7233 to get that free report. That's 877-983-7233. Learn the little-known IRS tax loophole that allows you to earn income tax-free. Learn what the big banks and Wall Street have been doing for years while paying you 1-2%. Pitiful. You need to take action. You need to take action now. Time-sensitive materials available. 877-983-7233. That's 877-983-7233. Look, the stock market's going to crash. We don't know when, but we can prepare you. 877-983-7233.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.